So I want to know a little bit about the character that played the niece. Her name is Lauren, correct?
Yeah, Lauren
Where
Kinsella.
did you find her, and is this her first film?
It's her first, definitely her first starring role. So she had a very small, I think she had one line in a film called Albert Nobbs, which was filmed in Dublin in 2011, I think, with Glenn Close and Mia Wasikowska. So she had one line of that when she was, I think, seven, 6 or 7. She was very young. And she's had some small parts in TV shows. But we saw her, we found her in a small kind of improv workshop that an actress from Love Hate, actually, called Mary Murray, runs in Dublin. And we saw about, I think we saw about 100 kids from there. And Lauren actually came in quite early into the casting process. And it was one of those things where it was we were very worried about finding the right kid. So Aidan's big worry was, you know, you've got to find a really great kid to because she's in every scene with him. And obviously it's going to be really tough for him if he's trying to act with someone who's just not up to it. So I'll never forget finding her, and we put her on tape a couple of times, and we knew we'd found her, and then being able to call Aidan and just saying, "You can relax, we found an amazing kid." It was really great. And then at the end of the first day's filming, he pulled me aside and he was like, "Yeah, well done on the kid. She's pretty good." So it was really wonderful to have that, because I suppose the one thing we were all actually afraid of as well was kind of try if we didn't find a kid that we were all that we all fell in love with and that we thought was really talented, then there was kind of no reason to make the movie because it just wouldn't have worked without someone very special there. So she's kind of a really great talent that we hope now is going to go on and do lots of other amazing things because she's a real pro as well. She's got a great head on her shoulders, and if she picks the right roles, she could be the next Saoirse Ronan, is what we were telling her mother.
Yeah, it's a rare gift to find somebody so young and, you know, with that flexibility to just go into a role, you know.
No, she's very gifted. She's very gifted, yeah.
And then again, it's that thing where everything has to, you know, everything has to be in place, 'cause making a film like, you know, an independent film, again, those forces are against you and you have to have all the cards lined up correctly, right?
You do, yeah. You kind of have to react as well, I guess, to, you know, to circumstances that happen. I mean, on this, like, normally I'd have, I like to build in some rehearsal time to pre-production, which I would have done on my shorts. And on this, we kind of decided that, myself and Aidan were kind of talking about it, and Aidan was very comfortable not to have any rehearsal and just turn up on the day and meet Lauren for the first time. And I was kind of worried about that at first, but then I suppose when we cast Lauren and we saw how good she was, we were able to kind of say, okay, we actually don't need to get these guys, you know, and workshop it for a couple of weeks. There's something really nice about them kind of meeting each other, you know, on set, first day, and we were able to film in sequence then. So as they're meeting, you know, on screen and getting to know each other on screen, that's kind of happening in real life in the caravan park where they moved to. We were able to shoot that in sequence, which was kind of wonderful actually, and gives their relationship that extra little bit of believability, I think, because the actors were going through that as well. So that's kind of something I might take forward now to my next project, is if there is that level of if there's anything on screen kind of reflecting what's happening with the actors' real lives, it's great to kind of not ruin it in rehearsal, and just channel that and use it up on screen. Which hopefully I'll be, if I ever get another project off the ground, that's something I'll be keeping in the back of my mind.